All right, it is Tuesday morning, and as we talked last hour, some businesses are reopening today. Some county services are reopening, people coming back to work. But as you heard in the news from the conversation that we had with Commissioner Graytop last week, it is tricky to figure out how to reopen libraries. It's certainly something that our next guests have been looking at. Joining us right now, the director of the St. Clair County Library System, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us.
I appreciate you joining us. Mike Mercantot from the library system joining us as well. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul.
Allison, let's start with you. How do you plan to reopen the library? Do we know when? Do we know how?
That is the topic for the hour, of course, and then that hour, unfortunately, seems to have lasted almost 3 months. So basically, what we're looking at is putting together a plan that can safely open libraries to our communities, but not putting any particular timeline on it, just because we don't know from, you know, one day to the next what the governor is going to be saying in terms of opening up certain types of operations. And right now, the library falls under the latest executive order, 2020-100, which basically extends the closing of libraries and public gathering places until June 12th. So we've been working with the library board and putting together a phased-in plan to safely open when we can open. So basically what we're looking at is right now we're in full digital mode. The library buildings are closed. The staff are home, staying safe. And the community is asked to hold on to their materials. Don't worry about turning them in. We will be forgiving fines or extending due dates, that sort of thing. So patrons don't have to worry about having held on to those materials for all this time. The next phase that we're hoping to implement is basically a curbside pickup. I know that I've received many emails and texts from patrons who are concerned and really miss the library to ask when we can start curbside pickup. And unfortunately, because of the EO 2020-100, we can't even have staff in the buildings at the moment. We are officially closed down. So in order to start curbside, we would have to be able to bring staff in to start up this machine, this engine called the library. And then we will phase in walk-up service and then a limited opening and also then a full opening. And as you know, the library is like a community center. It's a place where patrons can gather. And we just want to make sure the patrons are safe coming to the library and we have a safe environment for the staff who are working in the library.
Yeah, like so many other places, Allison, it went from being a safe, comfortable place to being, you know, a potentially unsafe place and having to close literally overnight.
Yes, we did have about 1 week of heads up. But when the governor did close us for the stay home, stay safe order, it was a little bit of a surprise because it happened very quickly. But we were preparing for it well in advance in terms of, you know, what would we need to do with our materials? What would we need to tell the patrons? How could we possibly get remote access to the library for patrons who maybe don't have library cards, and just keeping everyone as informed as we possibly can. Unfortunately, one of the things that did happen was that our ability to create new library cards remotely was hindered. So we were not able to when the staff were called off of the work, we could not actually create new library cards, which was something we had really hoped to have been able to do. So that's one of those little holes that you don't realize you need to think about. And so when everybody gets back to work, we will certainly be looking at those holes and creating solutions for that. So should there be another time, heaven forbid, that we have to close for an extended period, we would still be able then to provide service to those patrons who don't regularly use us but want to take advantage of the benefit that the library offers to the community.
Sure, those are people who are right now kicking themselves saying, I know I should have gotten a library card last time that Mike was on the radio saying, get your library card. I should have gone and done it. And Mike, maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the digital services that are available for library card holders, because while you can't replicate the community gathering that goes on at the library, you certainly can digitally access an awful lot of materials.
Oh, absolutely, Paul. It's there are just dozens of databases and stuff to avail yourself of. One of my favorite databases is called Gale Courses, and it's a 6-week instructor-led course that covers a variety of topics from business, writing, technology, and foreign languages to things like photography and learning to play guitar. So that's all free with your library card. You can just go to our website and click on Find Information under Databases. You can find that there. There's a great language program called Mango Languages, which you can choose from over 70 languages to learn. And that's wonderful. I got myself up to, as my son said, an infant level of Italian when we went to Italy a couple of years ago. But that was more due to the student, I think, than the course itself. It's great. You can actually learn quite a bit of the language, and they even have movies in the language that you're learning. So that's really cool, too. And again, that's free. It's called Mango Languages. Our three most popular digital services are OverDrive, which is ebooks and audiobooks, and there's my dog barking in the background, perfectly timed. Hoopla, which has movies. You can stream movies, music, TV shows. You can also get comic books, ebooks, and audiobooks on that. And then there's RB Digital, which has over, I think, like 200 magazines that are free to check out. And what's great is you can check those things out, and there's no due dates or anything. There's no fines. And as Allison said, right now we're suspending any fine during this time. So there's a lot on the website. I encourage everybody to check that out. And if you go to our Facebook page, we're frequently updating a lot of things on there. There's a lot of fun stuff. We're sort of being what we are anyway in regular times, is an information conduit. And there are sites that are offering live streams of concerts, everything from classical music, the Metropolitan Opera, to Garth Brooks and things like that. And and one of my favorites is the Detroit Zoo is doing a lot of live streaming educational little bits of different, animal specialties and things like that. So we put a lot of links on our Facebook page for that. And also we do weekly updates for the pop-up food pantries and the food banks that are here and going on in St. Clair County. So if people are, in need, or they know someone in need, please refer them to our Facebook page, and you can get information about that too.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, so much, so many great resources available through the library. There is no easy reopening plan, though. Whatever happens, it's going to take an awful lot of planning and really careful calculation. We know that's, as you said, Allison, the topic of the hour, and now we're stretching into not just hours, but days, weeks, and months now.
Yes, it's an interesting learning opportunity for us. We're really, one of the best things that we're learning is to relinquish the need for control and basically to take one day at a time and trying to keep our spirits up and continue to think about our communities and our patrons as we make our plans. I know that the staff that I've heard from in recent days has been just chomping at the bit. They want to get back to work. They want to serve their communities. They miss seeing our patrons who are friends as well. And sure. But they also truly appreciate that we also serve vulnerable populations, and we want to make certain that we are able to see all of our friends when we come back and are open again. We don't want to lose people. So, there is some concern that, nobody really knows what the virus's lifespan is on materials. The Library of Michigan and the American Library Association and our associated organizations, we've all been having this conversation about what we may need to do in order to keep our patrons and our community safe. So we are instituting, or we'll be training staff and putting protocols in place to quarantine material for a period of time based on the health officer's recommendations, the CDC, et cetera, as well as utilizing cleaning materials and doing a regular and systematic cleaning of materials as they come in and go out to patrons. So we'll be doing our utmost to try to make sure we are not causing any distress on the part of our patrons, that they can feel as safe as they relatively can, knowing that there's not much to know about the virus and it keeps changing. But we want people to feel safe when we are open, that the library is still there for them and their information needs, and hopefully that we are able to carefully implement our phased-in opening so that everyone can come back and enjoy the library.
We look forward to that day for sure, and I know you do as well. Good luck through all of this, and thanks for making so many of materials available online. I know people have really been taking advantage of all those things that we've talked about, and you can connect again through the website or the social media pages of the St. Clair County Library System. Allison, Mike, thanks so much. Be well, stay safe, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.